Dennis, relieved after a nervy final 2 minutes of added time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the last corner right at the end there, I had to go down the tunnel. I didn't even see it. You know, I'd have been devastated if we'd have lost that, because at 2-0 we were so comfortable, it was ridiculous. They hadn't really had a shot on our goals and we was okay. But then as soon as that goal goes in, gives them renewed belief. And then there's a bit of pressure there. You know, again, last week 6 minutes injury time, this week 3, and he plays 4 minutes. You know, I don't know what it is with this injury time in Boston United, but somehow he's found another minute in the 3 minutes and that allowed him 2 corners. It's amazing.
2-1 really though, kind of flattered FC United, because you were in complete control for large parts of that game.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they pass the ball well at times, but they've not got any end product there to hurt us and what come into the box. We defended well, so, and you know, we passed the ball really well in the first half, created 2 goals and we could have had 3 or 4. So, you know, we've had a good away solid performance there to come away an informed team and get ourselves 2-0 in front. Just a shame we couldn't keep that clean sheet.
You ground it out somewhat at Tamworth on Monday, but at times today you looked almost back to your best.
What, me personally? Or the
team? Well, the team. We've got a very snazzy hat, but I mean, some of the football you played in the first half was excellent.
Well, we changed it. You know, last 2 weeks we've played a diamond in the midfield, and when you've got a diamond, the only way you can play is by passing it. You've got the extra body in there, so every time we get the ball, if we can get the fullbacks high up the pitch, we've got an overload. We're 6 against 5, whatever happens, so we should always find somebody to pass the ball to. And in the first half we created them openings, and when the ball transfers, we should be able, if we do it right, have them mark man for man, and then we can press the ball. So all in all, it was a good tactical performance and the players have carried it out well. It's just really the last injury time when that goal goes in from a throw. We switched off from the throw, allowed the ball to come, allowed to walk into the box, and they've got a goal from it, and you know, it's one of them again. But thankfully we see it out. We just had, like, again, a little moan in there, because, you know, that could be 1-0 and then they go and get an equaliser. But now it's a good day, because the one team that you want to drop points at the minute is Nuneaton, because obviously when you talk about appeals and you talk about the games in hand, they're the one team, if they won them all, we can't catch. But now it puts it back in our hands for sure.
Now Dale Southwell, 20th goal of the season, 50th goal for the club. We're running out of superlatives for him.
He's something else. He's absolutely something else. You know, since I've been at this football club, he's just been an unbelievable player to manage. His attitude, his professionalism, his work rate in training on the pitch. You know, you feel every time you got down on the pitch that you can score a goal, and more often than not he does.
In a way, he probably belongs at a higher level, doesn't he, given the quality he's got?
Yeah, but let's not tell everybody that.
But Kane Phillips on the score sheet as well, and he looked almost back to his best form as well, and it's good to have him available, because he had a bit of a stop-start season.
Yeah, again, we put him today. Last week he played right down the middle, today he played in behind, but we've worked on training for him to make them third man runs. And that's how we got the first goal. He's managed to get him behind the defender and used his pace and toe-poked at home. So, well pleased for him. And again, for a good hour, Kane was really dangerous. Obviously, when we allow them possession in the second half and we just need to contain them, we just needed to punish them on the break. But, you know, we take the 2-1. I'm a lot happier this week.
Just 4 games to go now. Hopefully another 3 after that. Bradford next Saturday. I guess you're going to have them well schooled with Martin Drury on your coaching staff now.
Yeah, he was here today, Martin, watching the game. He's sending me text messages about doing different things and stuff. So, you know, it's good to have him here. He'll see things from a higher level that I can't see, and he can give me the information. But yeah, we know Bradford back to front, so hopefully we'll have a real good report on Bradford next week. But, you know, what we've been saying, in the 4 defeats, it's about taking your chances. Today we took our chances again, same as last week, got ourselves in front and we've won a game. Any one of them, certainly not the filed one, but certainly 3 games after, if we take our chances, we could be looking now at 5 wins on the trot. But people look at it as though 3 absolute rubbish performances and probably now think we're Brazil. But it's only a case of taking your chances that makes all the difference.
Now, two good away performances, 2 good away results. It'd be nice to get one of those results at home now, in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, of course, we've done that all season. It's only been of late, but I'm sure we'll bounce back to some good form at home. You know, we've got 4 games to go now, aren't we? And because of the points difference between us and Nuneaton, and 2 with Tamworth, whatever happens next week, we're in it with 3 games to go. And I'm sure it's going to go with the last game of the season, unless we win our next 3 games. If we win our next 3 games, I'm sure we'll definitely be in before a ball's kicked on the last game of the season. But if we don't, I'm sure he's going to go to the last game.
Well done, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.